Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My best friend Danielle and I got matching tattoos, our little barbed wire.
Yes.
And we showed up to get our tattoo. And I was getting mine on my foot. So I'm like, where are you getting yours? And she's like, oh, I have to get it on my rib cage because I can't show my in-laws. She has to hide her tattoos from her in-laws.
I mean, this is amusing to me. That tattoo is all of an inch squared. It's a very tiny tattoo.
She has a back tattoo on her lower back that she has been hiding from them for 20 years. When she goes to their beach house, she has to wear a one piece to hide it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
They just thought she loved modest bathing suits.
What do you have to hide from your in-laws? 1-800-330-9999. David.
I can't smoke or curse around my in-laws, and those are arguably the things I do best.
As somebody that's a smoker, sometimes some people, that's how they react to stress, right? So as soon as they get a little bit anxious, what do? They want one. Well, the in-laws are coming over. They're already making you anxious. Then you can't have one. Then your swearing would typically kick in, but you can't do that either.
Do you curse in front of your family, Raven?
Not purposefully, but I mean, it might slip out in conversation from time to time, you know, when I get a little bit excited.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever cursed in front of my parents.
Wow.
And I never would have cursed in front of my in-laws.
My parents aren't sensitive to that. So, again, if it was over the top, my mom would say, hey, cool it out. But typical conversation, no.
Sarah, what can't you do in front of your in-laws?
I cannot eat meat in front of my in-laws. They are strict vegans. They're like borderline activists. And God forbid any meat popped up. That's the whole topic of the conversation for the rest of the evening. When they come over, like, we can't have any served. We pretend like we don't eat it. The holidays are the worst because, like, for Thanksgiving, I don't know, like, vegan recipe. I do my best, but it's just so awkward and weird. I feel like we're being policed or something. But yeah, that's the reality of it.
I would do anything for love, but I can't do that. Like, that's too much. That is a bridge too far. I'm sorry. I'll try and be respectful, but to act like it's not here, it's the beef we don't speak of, Anna. I mean, what a ridiculous way to live. But people get like that. I know those type of people, so I understand.
I think the most difficult part is that you can't cook it when it's at your house and they come over. Like, it's like for holidays. Like, how do you... That's tough.
I mean, to somebody that's vegan, if they walked into my house, I got to believe it smells a little bit like bacon at any given moment. At any given moment. I haven't made bacon in a week. It's still in there.
Diana, what can't you do in front of your in-laws?
I cannot speed in front of them. Like, my mother-in-law is the worst backseat driver. And if we're, like, going anywhere and they're following us, I can't go over 30 or I'm going to get a phone call.
Can we talk about the following? When we were away on vacation recently, we had my cousin's family and they were following us. Now, my husband, Paul, could not have been worse. He's like swerving in and out of traffic, not using turn signals. And I'm like, they're following us. They don't know where they're going. And like, we kept losing them. But in general, don't you think we should just stop the following us? Like, don't we all have navigation at this point?
Oh, I've already outlawed it. I refuse to follow or be followed. I tell people from moment one, don't follow me and don't wait for me. Because I drive like a crazy person. You know where you're going. I know where I'm going. See you there. See you there. You want to text my wife, who's my navigator in the passenger seat, to let her know where you parked? That's totally up to you. But me, I'm not waiting for you.
What can't you do in front of your in-laws? 1-800-330-9999. It's coming up next. Even though you're an adult, you've been married for a long time, maybe, you still won't do this in front of your in-laws. What is it? 1-800-330-9999. I always laugh at my best friend because her in-laws are so conservative that she can't let them know that she has tattoos. Mm-hmm. She wears closed-toe shoes around them, even in the summer. Isn't that wacky?
That is pretty wild. My grandparents-in-law, they're the opposite. So they are the most vocal pair that's out there, and they are crazy. But my grandfather, I have to laugh at all his terrible jokes. And some of his jokes are really, really bad.
Derek, what can't you do in front of your in-laws?
I can't watch football because my father-in-law thinks it's barbaric. I mean, not even on Thanksgiving, not on the Super Bowl. I mean, nothing.
Well, I'd be nowhere near him during the Super Bowl. Nowhere near. I would refuse any events that were placed around it. Thanksgiving, that's tough, man. Half of the only thing that gets me through dealing with family, Anna, is the football.
That's so strange. It's weird, right?
Some people just think it's bad. Bad for people. It's a blood sport. It's like the gladiator back in the day. How I feel about the running of the bull. Some people feel that way about football.
I guess that's true because, you know, there's plenty of people that love the running of the bulls. And they think that you're crazy not to watch it and to outlaw it.
Oh, no. I love it. When the bull gets up in the stadium.
Right.
And lets you all know who's really in charge.
Raven gets excited when somebody gets gored.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because like, that's what you're there for. That's what you deserve, messing with that poor bull.
Cheering for the bull.
It's terrible.
Katie, what can't you do in front of your in-laws?
I hate dogs. I absolutely hate dogs. But when I'm around them, I have to be around the dog and I have to pet it and smile because they are dog people and I hate dogs.
Well, it's hard for me to discuss this with you because I love dogs. But I remember when I wasn't really a dog person and going to people's houses or whatever and visiting with them. And sometimes the dog would just be like, I love you. Mm-hmm. And they'd like sit on your lap and they'd want to kiss you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I love my dog. I love my dog.
Yeah.
I don't love everybody else's dog. So like when their dog is like jumping up on me and rubbing the fur all over me and doing all that kind of stuff, I don't think it's cute.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, nope. I'm sorry. So I understand the frustration, especially if it's your in-laws and you got to like just roll with the punches. Yeah, your dog's awesome.
This is what's changed in me is I come in and I'll be on the floor with your dog, right? And if I don't like something about the dog, like if I'm like the dog's a little stinky or the dog's a little this, I immediately in my head think that dog belongs with me and not with you.
Okay.
That's how I work now.
I don't know if that's normal, Raven.
You're right. It might not be, but that dog needs a good home.
Travis, what can't you do in front of your in-laws?
I cannot wear any of my old band t-shirts. I'm really into heavy metal music, and they think I'm a devil worshiper if I rock the iron around the house.
You know what? I believe you, man. I remember the first time I wore like a Motley Crue shirt, the looks I got. I have a Kid Rock shirt that I won't wear.
We wore it to work one time. I had the worst word possible, the bad, bad word. I had it right on there. You wore it to the studio one day.
You know what? In the early 2000s, it seemed like no big deal.
Oh, really?
Now I'm distancing myself.
You think?
Yes.
You think? When I saw it that day, I was like, is he serious wearing that shirt right now? Ridiculous.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.